Davy Jones. Young boys need it special. An adolescent stands with his flies sticking out, and pimples explode all over his face. Here is Audrey at 14, fear and uncertainty written across his face that most people instinctively dislike and distrust. He looks like a sheep-killing dog, with sheep blood all over his face, wagging his tail at the same time, ready to snap or take to his heels. On Saturdays, he would go down to the courthouse and sit in on trials. The smell of stale sweat and cigar smoke brings it all back. How Audrey quailed under the cold eyes of cigar-smoking detectives. Audrey has slunk into the courtroom and forgot to take off his hat. "Take off your hat!" He sits down shattered, as was his usual condition. He turned and looked to his right. Sitting on the second bench ahead of him was a black man, one elbow over the back of the bench. Audrey stared at the man, who could easily have seen him out of the corner of his eye. If he was aware of Audrey's scrutiny, he gave no sign. What held Audrey open-mouthed was the immediate knowledge that this man was not moving inside, not moving one fraction of an inch for anybody, and his physical immobility accumulated a power that Audrey could feel, like an electrical force field. And now a case was called. Davy Jones? A boy of about 15, escorted by a bored cop, stood in front of the judge. Looking back, I see something like a stage with a suggestion of curtains. As his name is called, Davy Jones walks in from the left. He is 15, powerfully built, and tall. Completely relaxed and sure of himself, he stands in front of the judge with an insolent smile. Audrey realized that the boy was fearless. He licked his lips and started to get a hard-on. "I'm not guilty," said the boy saucily.